Now, an expert on plastic waste in Fiji's waters say the scale of the problem is massive, even in remote areas, and urgent action is required. Andrew Paris has collected water samples from around the country and says he's yet to find one that is free of microplastic pollution. He discussed his research during an online conference staged by the University of the South Pacific to coincide with a global effort to eliminate single-use plastic bags. Liam Fox reports.
A lot has been written about plastic waste in the marine environment in recent years, but the numbers are still shocking.
A total of around 150 million tons of plastic that you and I use have already made it into our oceans. The bulk of these plastics in the oceans will take centuries to completely degrade. Take, for instance, the ubiquitous PET bottle, which will take 450 years to completely break down.
Andrew Paris is a master's student at the University of the South Pacific who's researching the presence of plastic waste in Fiji's waters with the support of a scholarship from the Pacific European Union Marine Partnership Program. The most common form it takes is microplastics, that is, larger bits of rubbish that have broken down to pieces of 5 millimetres or less.
My research work has taken me to the furthest reaches of Fiji, and even here, hundreds of kilometres from any human occupation, I have found microplastics. Out of the hundreds of samples that I have collected, I am yet to find one without microplastics.
Previous research by others found there's a high abundance of microplastics in the waters around Suva, much of it from the Kanoya wastewater treatment plant. Mr. Paris says the most common type of microplastic he's found are fibres.
These microfibres originate during the washing of synthetic clothes, which causes its separation from the material. A single synthetic fabric can release hundreds of thousands of microfibers upon washing.
Other common sources are discarded straws, bags, and bottles. Mr. Paris says it's hard to overstate the impact of microplastics on the marine environment and, in turn, human health.
These float around in the currents and are consumed by marine life, the very food we find on our plates. Plastic pollution is known to harm the fertility, growth, and survival of marine life. Apart from this, microplastics are known to accumulate harmful toxins while floating around at sea. This is what is called the Trojan horse effect. Microplastics is a Trojan horse, and harmful pollutants are the stealthy Greek assassins.
He shared his research to coincide with Plastic Bag Free Day, a global initiative to eliminate single-use plastic bags. It's a massive problem, one Mr. Paris compares to halting climate change, but one he says everyone can play a role in addressing.
There's no plastic silver bullet to this problem. The solution is far too complex for any one organization or government ministry. We must start with ourselves, making incremental adjustments to our lifestyles that can significantly reduce plastic consumption. Simple things, for instance, refusing a plastic straw.
Mr. Paris hopes his research will help establish baseline data on the level of microplastic pollution to guide and monitor efforts to reduce the problem.
USP master student Andrew Paris there, and that was Liam Fox reporting.